this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my way.
Please keep in touch.
Back to Neil Haley's show on the Author's Corner segment, and I love working with Triumph Books, and I wish I could have more time to talk sports all the time. Maybe I want to wear his shoes, but again, I'm sure that he couldn't wear my shoes at size 15 and a former professional wrestler. So I'm excited to welcome the program Zach Jackson, author of 100 Things the Browns Fans Must Do and Live and Die, you know, the whole 100 Things brand. How are you, Zach, and thanks for calling.
Well, I'm better than the Browns at this current moment, but thanks for having me.
Yeah, but see, you're better. But see, here's the thing: the Browns beat the Ravens. The Steelers are almost in the same boat as the Browns, except Browns' expectations were much higher this year.
Well, this is the best Browns team since the 1980s, and this is the weakest AFC North that it's ever been in what 15 years or so of existence since they reshuffled 17 years, I think it is. So, you know, that's where the angst is. And it's still October, and the Browns' schedule gets really, really weak, you know, thanks in part to the Bengals' complete incompetence and Big Ben being out. But the way the Browns are playing right now, they, you know, there's no gimmies against anybody. So, you know, there's a scenario where 8 wins the division and the Browns can get there, but they're a long way from thinking that they can run 3 or 4 off, because it's just been a struggle to build on anything.
Well, I agree with you, but I ultimately think that if you got killed by the 49ers, the Steelers are better than you. We're better than them, because, again, the Steelers have messed up 3 times, and, you know, you could have a different record, and the Steelers would be talking Super Bowl with a third-string quarterback. So, again, we did not get killed at all except by the Patriots. Every game has been close, and that if you want to look at that, but also ultimately the Steelers could be 1-15 at the end of the year and lose every close game, because Mike Tomlin does not know how to win close games. So we're in deep trouble as much as you are as well. But the expectations, all the different things, but I think it's the Browns curse that continues, and I'm sure that's in 100 things. The curse of just, which Browns team is this?
Well, let me tell you what's in the book is relates to this conversation, and obviously Browns and Steelers is special to a lot of people. The winningest quarterback in First Energy Stadium, which was known as Cleveland Brown Stadium, which opened in 1999, the quarterback who's won the most games there is Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
That tells you a whole lot about the Browns, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's you know, to me, I went back and forth with the editor on this one, actually, because to me, obviously you don't want to dwell on the negative when you're trying to sell Browns books, right?
Yeah.
But that is like one of the top 3 things that sums up the first 2 decades of this new Browns organization. So, you know, the Browns are much better. I'm not completely surprised that they've had, you know, growing pains and struggles here early, just because so much is new. So many players are new. They're still a young team. But, you know, the extent of the thing, when you look at their offensive pieces, they should be much better than they've been. So we'll see how that goes. But they play the Steelers on November 14th and on December 1st. And I don't care if Devlin Hodges or who's playing for the Steelers, beating them is a hump that the Browns have to get over. This talk is just talk until that happens. It really is. And they took care of business a little over a week ago by going to Baltimore, a place that only won 4 times in 20 years, and dismantling the Ravens. And so regardless of what happens these next few weeks, you know, they need to beat the Steelers in November and December to kind of say that they've turned the corner and going forward, because it is about going forward. The Browns are good, and maybe next year they can win something. This year is going to be a learning year.
So this is basically the book is not about the old Browns, only the new Browns then.
I wouldn't say only. It's focused on the new Browns. Things that you can't tell the story of the Browns without are in there. And that's obviously the Hall of Famers going back to Jim Brown and Otto Graham. That's obviously the 80s Browns with Bernie, who were so popular and came so close and didn't get there, and are probably the biggest reason why the Browns only disappeared for 3 years, why the NFL realized they made a mistake, right, and brought this team back. So the unfortunate thing is, for most of these 20 years, this is season 21 that we're 5 weeks into, they've remained an expansion team. They've just been bad. They've been incompetent with drafting. Right. They've changed everything. They're their third owner. They had started 30 quarterbacks in 20 years, and that's just absolutely astounding.
And that just shows about the before Browns of that time. They were a very consistent, well-managed organization, except probably firing Bill Belichick. If you look at it back, that is one of the...
Well, the Ravens fired Bill Belichick.
Right, exactly. Okay, we'll go with that. And I remember those Browns for sure. I remember traveling out and listening to the Browns starting to build a brand and almost beating the Steelers at that time, and there was a certain time period. It looks like history's repeating itself in the old division, the Central Division, where you looked at the Browns and Steelers that were kind of mediocre. The division wasn't very good at that time, and they were battling each other to win the division.
And I think that that's what makes this AFC North unique, even as the league changes and the world has changed, right? Like, the Browns and Steelers is the forever rivalry. The Browns and Bengals is the in-state forever rivalry that dates back to everybody that remembers Paul Brown, right? And the Browns and Ravens were the same organization. And the Steelers and Ravens have developed this blood rivalry through the years. So I think that's what makes it special. And like I said, it's an important – I don't care if the Steelers do go 2-14 this year. It's an important step for the Browns to say they're back in the living, breathing NFL is to beat the Steelers, and specifically if they can sweep them this season.
All right. Okay. Well, and so interesting. So you talked about the old – you had to put in the 100 things – the old Browns, the new Browns. So I like talking old Browns because, again, one of my clients, by the way, is Anthony Griggs, who played in the Drive in 1986 and played for the Eagles as well.
Right.
And so the Drive was one of my favorite things because my second favorite team next to the Steelers are the Broncos. So the Drive and Drive 2 have to be in your book.
You can't tell the story of the Browns without the Broncos. You can't. And I thought last year, the Browns going to Denver on a national TV Saturday night game and knocking the Broncos out of the playoffs, I thought that was a key thing for them, right? The Browns didn't end up making the playoffs, but they ended the Broncos' chances, and they really scored a big road win there. And, you know, part of the angst with the Browns and the frustration right now as we speak in early October is that winning 7 games last year was such a big deal here, right? Because they had won 4 over the previous 3 seasons.
And they didn't win any games 1 year. So there you go.
Right. So I don't want to say, like, lack of respect, because I think that's too much for the process of getting to, you know, being 9-7 and how difficult that really is. But I just think people turned their expectations on turbo, right? And, of course, like, finally you had a quarterback. You went and got Odell Beckham. Like, Myles Garrett is one of the 5 most talented defensive players in the league. Like, to a certain level, the expectations are real. However, you just look around this league and you don't get anything. And if you have a 9 or 10 win season, you have earned it. You've been a really good team. You know, what happens in January, how you stay healthy, how you got there, you can debate and analyze that stuff. But it takes a really, really good team to have a winning record in this league, no matter the schedule you play, no matter the circumstances, because there's so much parity, because there's so many good players. And it is just hard to be really good in this league, first of all, and then harder to maintain it.
Yes. Highlight the losing season, not winning a game, I'm sure, is in the 100 things. Yes. And you know what? But again, people still take that as the greatest thing because we all remember. I don't know how old you are, Zach. I remember the days when the Saints were the Aints, and then they had the paper bags on their heads. I didn't know how many. I don't think the Browns wanted to hide their faces, their fans, compared to the Saints, where they all had paper bags on their heads. And I don't think the Saints didn't lose all their games.
Well, you know, nobody goes 16-0, right? It hasn't happened in my lifetime. Well, the Patriots did. They didn't go 19-0.
Right.
So it's happened once in my lifetime. Only two teams have ever gone 0-16 because it's just not supposed to happen. It's just not. And then specifically in the context of going 3-13, 1-15, then 0-16. Like, you go 1-15, you're supposed to bounce back the next year. You're not supposed to completely hit rock bottom. And they did. So the book starts with the Browns' one playoff appearance back in 0-2. They led the Steelers by 17. They squandered it. They haven't been back since. And we know 0-2 was a long, long time ago. From there, it goes to the quarterback history of the new team. Basically saying the old team had Brian Saif and Otto Graham and Bernie Kosar. The new teams had Cody Kessler and the McCown brothers, right? And now they have Baker Mayfield, so there's hope. And then it, you know, kind of tells the stories of 0-16, of all the blown draft picks and of coaches only getting 1 year and of people getting fired, you know, for just reasons in most cases. So it was an organization that was the laughingstock of sports and well earned that. And now, you know, the comeback kind of begins. Of course, there's going to be growing pains and we'll see. We'll see. I'm really interested to see where the Browns are.
You're too optimistic. I'm telling you right now, after that fiasco of losing to a terrible team in the 49ers, you'd say they're undefeated. They're terrible. The Steelers should not have lost to them. Okay, so I hear everyone singing the praise of the 49ers. The Steelers should have blown their doors off of them in San Francisco. If that's the case, if that's truly the case that the Browns are just in a little struggle, my concern is Baker Mayfield wears everything, and I'm sure Baker Mayfield is in the 100 things because he's supposed to be the next second coming. You don't have LeBron anymore, so you have to have Baker in Cleveland. So in every commercial, what's up with it? Now, you know, he owns the stadium. And he's really doing a great job at his part. You know I'm laughing as a Steeler fan. You know this, Zach.
But... Well, right, because Baker hasn't won a darn thing, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it is. But,
he has more commercials than Ben Roethlisberger before his rape allegations, my gosh.
Well, when you've been in the desert with 29 quarterbacks and then one comes in and sets the rookie record and wins 7 games, then all of a sudden you'd crown him king too.
Do you think? Who do you think was his great agent? Because look at all the commercials he's on. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, there is a marketing team. There's a brand strategist. You know, this is the new thing. It's kind of his own family. His brother works for him. They've done a wonderful job. He's a marketable guy. He's out there on social media. He's the perfect age. He's grown up with it. You know, he's brash. He doesn't back down. And so that's why people want to tee off on him so bad, too. That's why everything is not just a win or a loss. It's why there's always something extra. And this is what the Browns signed up for. With him, with Odell Beckham, with all this stuff. So, you know, they have to reconcile that and they have to manage that. It's supposed to be this week-to-week high and lows for the fans, not within the team. I just think the Browns collectively just need to grow up a little bit. And when they do, I think they'll have a chance to win a lot of games because I really do like their talent level.
I'm talking again to Zach Jackson here on the Neil Haley Show Author's Corner segment about the 100 Things Browns, and I'm getting a kick out of this because, again, even though the Steelers are terrible, this is the best feeling I have at 1-4 because we really don't have we have so many injuries, and we let the biggest stars go from our team. If you really think if we would have done the right job managing Antonio Brown and paying him the right money, he wouldn't have ended up becoming this such a head case. And the same thing goes with Le'Veon Bell, and you don't have an injured Ben, you're talking Super Bowl contender to beat the Patriots. And that's the bottom line. And that goes back to Tomlin. Even though I'm a fan of Mike Tomlin, but I think it's time for him to go. It's time to go to Washington. But it's gonna be some hurting growing pains because I don't know if the Steelers can just keep rebuilding in 8-8 and get another 8-8 season.
Well, I don't know if you can say that Antonio Brown wouldn't have gone wacko. The guy's so far off.
I don't think so. I honestly, I think this is part of the whole thing. He's getting paid because social media pays you. So I don't know. This could be all a ploy that he ends up with a certain team at the end of the year after all these things are fixed. And it could be like the Dallas Cowboys he could end up with.
Don't you think it's the money, though, that made him crazy? And don't you think if the Steelers finally pulled the plug on him with the talent that he has, that it had to be way worse?
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Masters. Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Than we even know about.
True.
I
it could be, but ultimately I think Le'Veon's kicking himself that he left to go to the Jets.
Yeah, probably. He probably wishes he had that back. But I'm talking about Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I know. So have you ever interviewed Antonio Brown?
In a group setting, you know, I've been around the Steelers, obviously in the NFL for a long time. I have not ever interviewed Antonio Brown one-on-one, but you know, he's a fascinating character. You know, he's obviously an incredible talent. I thought the best receiver in the league for the last 3 years, you know, give or take. So it's a shame to see what some of the stuff that he's been involved with and just whatever it is, true or not, or to what extent, for him to not be in the league right now. It's a joke, and it's all on him for his behavior.
Okay, so again, we're going back and forth, Steelers-Browns. Okay, let's go, Zach. All right, so now you're coming into Pittsburgh. We'll have to have a beer or something when you come into Pittsburgh, and because I'm not going to the game, because, again, I have six kids and I'm busy unless you get me passes back there. But I'll represent the Browns. I'll bring Anthony out along and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Who's going to have a better record at the end of the year, Steelers or Browns?
Well, I think the Browns. I just, you know, this is not a homer pick. I just, when you lose your quarterback, your season's over. It just is. So I hope Mason Rudolph is healthy, and I hope he can get back and play. I don't know what to expect. I don't think anybody knows what to expect from this undrafted rookie. They're going to be playing from here on out. But when you look at the rest of the way, I just think the Browns will. It'll be the Browns and Ravens competing for the division title. I don't know if the Browns can keep pace or not. I know it was a funny situation the other day where people in Cleveland were actually rooting for the Steelers, but I don't look for the Steelers to win more than four or five games.
I think the Steelers will have a better record than the Browns. And I don't think the Browns are on another losing streak. And I think that Baker's going to pull, and we'll have to find out in November when you come out. When is Pittsburgh in
December 1st.
I will be reaching out to you. We're going to stay in touch, and I'm going to play you on this one straight out, because I really see history showing we could see a total collapse of the Browns.
We could.
And the Pittsburgh. Okay. They're 1-4. How many games were like 4 points or less? Now, that there you go. The only one they got blown out by was New England. Now, I honestly think that this quarterback's better than – now you'll think I'm crazy. Duck, I think's better than Mason Rudolph. And you think I'm crazy?
Well, I don't think anybody knows that, right? No, I don't think you're totally crazy with that. I mean, does anybody think Mason Rudolph was good?
He has ice in his veins. He knows exactly how to. Can you imagine putting yourself in the position against the Ravens at that time? We'll see this week against, because we lose on the West Coast every time. It doesn't matter what Tomlin team brings in there. The Steelers are losing against LA unless we have the next coming of this quarterback. If that's the case, Steelers blow out Sandy, LA and have an easy schedule and run through. But I see the Steelers 7-9. I see the Browns 5-11. And I see the Ravens just making it at 8-8. This is going to be an awful year for the AFC North.
Yeah, I could see 8-8 winning this division. I really could.
But you're hoping in your mind. So, Zach, how long have you been covering the Browns for? So since
Every year but the first one back. So this is my 20th season.
Okay. All right. But before that, you don't really have a lot of memories of the old time Browns then.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was a kid in the '80s when the draft.
I'm 46. Yeah. So I remember it completely. And it's the greatest days ever. And I'm sure Cleveland fans, when I'm sending this interview out to different people and they hear me saying, oh, great. You promote the Browns, but you've been talking steel, but it's been a lot of fun. And Zach, you're also the Indians guy and I'm an Indians guy. I love the Indians and I'm very disappointed with my Cavs. Since LeBron left, it's fallen apart, and we've got to bring somebody, another great player, because terrible.
Well, let me just say this. From where the Browns have been, and I think most fans would agree with this too, it's just nice to be back in the discussion where the Ravens and the Steelers are at least looking at you and not treating you like a redheaded stepchild, right? Like, the Browns internally have been such a mess that their biggest battles have been against themselves. Like, just to have rivalries back, just to have national TV games, just to have those teams looking at you and saying this is a game we need rather than talking it up as a game we have, that is huge progress. And that's not an exaggeration. That's not trying to sell books. That's not, you know, putting anybody down. That's just the truth of the matter is the Browns have been so bad for so long. Heinz Field has been open for 18 years. They've won one time there. You know, the Ravens were 30-10 against the Browns until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, it is just not even, you know, even the Bengals, they five of the last seven games, I think the Bengals have won by 20 or more against the Browns. So, like, it's a joke.
All right. So everyone needs to pick up 100 things. We kind of talked a lot of different things. I think that Zach loves talking Browns and likes talking about this year because he doesn't want to talk about all those other years. And that's okay. And that's fine. It's Cleveland, Pittsburgh. And it's the rivalry continues. And I'm telling you right now, so I agree with you. I don't think Mason Rudolph's a very good quarterback. And I think that we kind of having him as a backup to Ben Roethlisberger. But we might have the guy. We'll see. And we'll see what happens. Hodges might be our guy. And you'll be sitting here, and there'll be a big game between Cleveland and Pittsburgh in November and December, which would be great. But if both of us are end up in like 4-12, 4-9, and just awful, and you know, backup quarterbacks and everything, then you'll be like, okay, we got to wait another year. All right, best place we can connect with you. You purchase your book at Triumph Books for sure, but all finer bookstores as well, especially in the Cleveland area. I don't think we'll ever see 100 Things Browns in Pittsburgh. I don't think I'm going to go out to my local bookstore and pick it up today in Pittsburgh. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think Youngstown's probably where that's going to stop. But any Browns fans in Pittsburgh can buy it on Triumph's website, on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, Target, all those places.
And you can follow you on Twitter because I know you're really active on social media. I can tell where at.
Yeah, at Akron Jackson.
Okay, Akron Jackson. And yep. Sounds good, man. Good talking to you. And I'll reach out to you and we'll stay in touch, okay? Sound good?
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Okay, bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Total Celebrity segment, and we continue our process of reviewing thanks to Warner Brothers. But guess what? After this is up, we have to wait till some new stuff comes in. So I'm going to keep my co-host, as I am excited to welcome the program, Michael Chappie. Michael, how are you? We're going to review shows that we're going to see how crazy we are, how many shows we've watched, preparing and previewing the new season and reaching out to people. So Michael, how are you? And when we're kind of, we can kind of, when we have all the, we can do reviews and anything and we'll have disclaimers, but we never will do this to the Warner Brothers because we love Warner Brothers. We would never do anything to detriment that. But next week we're going to talk about on the show, Stranger Things, and predict some of the predictions and see if the people in Stranger Things love that. I've had at least one person from Stranger Things. What's her name from E.T.? She was in Stranger Things for a little bit, right? Dee Wallace.
Jeez Louise, that was a long time. Yeah, she was.
She was, yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning, first season. All right, let's go to our topic tonight, and that's DC's Legends of Tomorrow, the complete fourth season. All right. Now, again, Michael, you are the expert when it comes to this, and we're going to find out that I'm an expert in other shows. But again, I always watch other stations, but we won't talk about that, that I have for free or I'm using someone else's subscription. Tell me about DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay, so it's a spinoff from Arrow. There's a couple of villains that used to be they called him Mr. Heat.
Okay.
Heat Wave, he had a heat gun. And then they had, there's a couple of villains and some heroes. Sarah Lance, she used to be the Black Canary on Arrow. And to make a long story short, she came back to life, and now she's the White Canary. So she's leading this ragtag group of legends. They are time travelers. So they work for this group called the Time Bureau.
Okay.
Fixing different anomalies in time. So they'll go back and forth through time and try to fix things. And usually it goes haywire.
And this is another comic based on a comic, correct?
Yes, it is based on a DC comic.
Interesting. And where did you watch the stream? Where was before, again, this the new, now it's available, the season, but where did you watch the stream?
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. It's on Netflix. Okay.
Yes.
Is that
season one through four.
So Netflix, so is there going to be a season five?
Yes, it's happening right now.
Okay. So these are interesting things that I don't know, but again, that's interesting to say the least. What do you like most about the show? And so we don't spoil things. And then I at least know, right, I could keep up with that because I'm watching Netflix. What makes this show special in your opinion that keeps this going?
The characters, the interaction between all the characters on this ship. It's called the Wave Rider. It flows through time. But it's the characters. It's just set in a superhero world, but it's mainly the characters and how they interact with each other.
And your favorite character?
It would be Mick Rory. He's called Heatwave.
Okay.
Basically, he's a drunk. He likes to drink.
Okay.
And get in the fights.
Interesting. I have that, I guess, on my list. I have multiple things I need to do to catch up on different shows, especially in that, I told you, I'm watching The Sopranos now, and people are like, what are you kidding me? And I'm almost through season five, so I'm soon going to be finished, and I'll be watching something else. But I already have my November 1st thing on my calendar, what I'm going to watch on November 1st. And then after that, but I think I'm going to watch Doom Patrol right after. I'm going to watch season one of Doom Patrol, especially thanks to getting the copy, thanks to Warner Brothers, and thank you again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I like that show, but again, I'm so hooked on Sopranos, and I think I'll be really disappointed at the end of it, and we're not going to talk about that. And that's not going to be some of our reviews for sure, Mike, but I'm excited that through this relationship with Warner Brothers, we've come together, and we'll be talking about other shows as well. And people listening, if you have anything that you want to be reviewed by Mike and I, we can review it. You just send it to us, and we'll watch the stream. One of the shows, Mike, that's interesting that I wanted to talk about at the end of this is that was really good. With Sharp Objects on HBO. And I got the luxury, thanks to HBO, to get the preview of the first four episodes. Did you watch Sharp Objects?
No, I didn't. But now I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
Oh, it's awesome. It's unbelievable. And I interviewed, thanks to Warner Brothers. So here comes the connection. I interviewed the one that played the girl as a young girl, the main character, who she was also in the clown movie. She played, and she was in, she was the, I think I brought this up, Nancy Drew. She played Nancy Drew in the latest movie. and I had her on my show. Yeah. But you got to watch Sharp Objects on HBO, and it also because of the Nancy Drew character, she's phenomenal. And again, best place to find information on me. This is really weird because Mike has nowhere except, hey, you can check him out on Facebook and say, hey, I'm listening to the show, I like it. But also, do you check me out everywhere? NeilHaley.com, at Twitter, all those different places. And again, thank you, Warner Brothers, and it's now available everywhere. DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Season 4. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Neil Haley show on the LensSec Perspective VMS segment. And, you know, it's very interesting. We're going to thank our sponsor, LensSec. They do some phenomenal
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA.
Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Work in video surveillance. You got to check them out at lenssec.com. And we're going to highlight certain of our partners, integrators that we, who sell our solution. I'm excited. Welcome to the show, Rob Jackson of IPS. You are the president of IPS. I appreciate you calling, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the time to talk a bit about LensSec.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about you first, but then go to LensSec for sure. Let's talk first of all about IPS. Tell us about it.
IPS, we've been in business in the Cleveland, Ohio area for 20 years. We focus on security systems, video surveillance and access control for government and large corporate clients. What we like to do is design custom solutions that bring together technology and secure the assets that our customers care about. So in a casino, that may be a vault, or in a public setting, it may be a jail or a courthouse. But and in manufacturing, we do chemical and other manufacturing locations across the country. So that's a bit of what we do.
See, it's very interesting. A lot of people don't understand, Rob, and this is kind of educating people on the radio to understand this. Everyone thinks of the, you know, the big security companies that they see for home. They never think of the commercial end and how much nuances are involved in it, right?
Right, right. You know, in your home, you only have a handful of people going in and out of the building, but in a school, in a manufacturing environment, you may have thousands or tens of thousands of people that you're trying to control and manage in and out of the building and what they're doing, monitoring the activity of what's going on.
And how much has it grown, Rob, since you first started in security? It's unbelievable, right? With the amount of things that you have to think about to protect a commercial facility.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is something we see on the news essentially every day, right? And it's something we all live with and think about. We sit across the table from our customers and think about and hear about what their concerns are. And it really is a growing industry and an important one. So we try to help bring solutions that solve those concerns.
All right. So, Rob, now the question we have to ask is, why did you decide to partner with Lensec?
We had two customers that have large installations of an access control system called Galaxy. System Galaxy is a kind of enterprise level security system that we had installed in two facilities. They were looking for an integrated video management solution. Lensec has a really seamless integration with Galaxy. That turned us on to the relationship and the partnership. What really impressed us as we started working together with Lensec was their support model and getting to use the product. So I'll say a bit more about those two things. On the support model, it was really impressive to go into a school with the Lensec team, install a demo unit, and see how the video surveillance system and the access control system work together. And, you know, we did that together with Lensec, and it was a nice change to have a manufacturer actually come on site and be a part of a demo with us. So that was exciting to see as the partnership began. The second thing I'll say is the product was really impressive. As the access control system tracked where people were moving through the building, the Lensec application was able to timestamp and record those events in the video file. So you could really have this strong connection between the two and track where someone had been, do investigation reports on those activities and get much better information. So the customer was really excited to see that instead of sitting in front of video, they could search by someone's name and all of a sudden see everywhere they'd been and what they'd been up to.
I was blown away by when I went to CUPIC and got to see some of that stuff that I first, when I learned about the solution and started demoing the solution, didn't know about. And that fact is that crime scene investigation, and to be able to do it seamlessly quickly. And that's such a great point that you bring up, Rob, is we talk about specifically enough with Perspective VMS. That's the name of Lensec's product, that you basically can go through many hours and hours of video surveillance quickly. And how important is time when it comes to trying to figure out what happened at your facility?
Right. Yeah, and to a corporation that costs money, and to the people in the building, they want issues resolved quickly. So I think everyone wins when you speed that up.
And would you say the ease to use, the ability, the easiness to use this solution makes it different from the other types of VMSs that are out there?
Yeah, they've invested and done a really nice job with their Maps feature. The Maps allows you to move through the building, clicking on both the access control doors and the video camera icons. And as if you're kind of a mobile security guard, you can move through the building and interact with what's going on all from one screen. So ease of use, I think they did a really nice job setting that up.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. And again, it's great that you're part of this partnership and you like the fact that, again, the support and the ability to use the solution and also the crime scene types of investigation seamlessly, quickly can be done. And that's fantastic. Rob, best place we can find information on you and IPS. Where can we go?
Visit our website. It's IPSID.com. Great place to learn about some of the projects we've worked on and hear about what we're doing in Northeast Ohio and across the country.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Rob, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you buying or selling a home? Are you sick of realtors that are concerned with their commissions, them what's best for you? Well, Richard, a.k.a. Utah's real estate guy, puts his clients' needs first, and he is the most client-friendly realtor you'll find. He has partners all over the country, so you don't have to live in Utah for him to serve you. Call Richard at 801-906-3158. Again, 801-906-3158. Reach out to him on social media at The Real Estate Guy Utah on Instagram, or go ahead and check him out also on other social media platforms. The number again is 801-906-3158. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the School Choice Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program School Choice Advocate, author, and much, much more. And Mr. Temple, Ed Temple, on the program. Ed, you know what? Since you've met me, and I don't want to toot my own horn, you're becoming an influencer now. Have you noticed what's happening? Everything is starting to blow up about your conversation and really getting the word out about what you think of school choice, Ed.
Oh, that was the goal for sure. And it's not hurt by having a slew of very diverse lineup. As our last guest, Jessica Shopoff, made the comment, I believe it was her that made the comment about how many different types of people we've had on the show. But either way it goes, yeah, we've been very successful on the show, and it's no accident that there are so many people that are willing to get on the show. So
it's a tremendous thing, and it's a great lineup in my anniversary of radio, 10 years. Well, Ed, when we're doing it for 10 years, it'll be 20 years for me, and I think a lot of things will be different. We maybe could travel the country, because maybe your kids will be grown. And my kids won't be close to grown, but I want to travel the country still and do a road show. That's for sure. And get to go to different places. It's always an exciting thing about being part of media. So go ahead and introduce our guest.
Yes. Today I have Chase Eskelson, and hopefully I pronounced that name right. But Chase has a really cool background. He and Jessica, our last guest, have won an award together. But what I like about him is that he's got a little bit his. Where his background is something we haven't really got into very much, which was the online schools, and that's a situation where I was reading one of the articles he had written and talked about, and how they, you know, they people throw out some data and never really go to check out the actual online school. They just superficially look at information and don't really dive deep into really what quality research is being done and the things that are being done in those types of schools. So without further ado, Chase.
Howdy. Thank you so much for having me on. And you just about got my name right. It's Eskelson. But those Danish names, they're tough.
Okay. I was fretting that for all day, and I kept trying to repronounce it. It just wasn't working out. Matter of fact, Google couldn't figure it out either. I was getting other people on Google. So. But Chase, can you tell us a little bit about what I know? This you've just started this the last part according to your profile. This last gig that you have is that you have changed from the K-12 and now you've moved on.
I have. I've worked at K-12 Inc. for 7 years. It still holds a special place in my heart. Definitely a great opportunity for a lot of students through the full-time online model. I have recently moved into a new position with Verano Learning Partners, formerly known as Primavera Technical Learning Center, and I could not be more excited about the future for our nonprofit, and we've just got some incredibly interesting opportunities that are coming down the pike, and I'm excited to talk about those today.
Now, Chase, it's interesting where you came from and this opportunity. I think there's got to be some sort of reason that you want to transform education. You wouldn't be doing all these things if you didn't see that school choice, which Ed is a huge fan of and myself as well, is a very important thing to go down that road.
Oh, it's vital that we have school choice. You've already talked about the fact that each of you have kids. I've got three kids, and each one of them is completely different from the other. And the things that my oldest son needs are completely different than the things that my youngest daughter needs. And so we can't keep treating children like a number in a system. We've got to figure out what is the best solution for each individual child.
Yes, you have, and that's so true, for sure. And Ed, that's the thing: individualized instruction. As the teacher as a facilitator is not the best thing, as Ed and I were talking about last night on the Total Education Hour. But ultimately, one thing I never talked about was individualizing instruction, Ed, and the one-room schoolhouse. I don't know what your thought is on that, Ed.
I have, like I said, one thing I like about school choice is I don't necessarily have to have a one-size-fits-all. The one-room schoolhouse, or if you like to, it's almost like church, you know. If you want to go to a small church with 30 members, that's fine. You want to go to one with, like I work for a school that has a mega church in it, so it's a Christian school, you know, and that floats some people's boat. I want a more intimate church to attend, but there's a lot of great things going on there. But it's same thing with schooling. If it's a small one, I don't care if it's an online or whether it is, you want to go to a public school, or if you want to go to a charter school, or if you want to go to whatever it is you want to go to, there's schools that
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
That lets you want school uniform, don't want school uniform, that everything is about AP testing, and other schools that everything is outcome-based education. It should be, it's a smorgasbord. I mean, if you want to, whatever you want, you should be able to get based on the best fit for the individual child. And that's where I wanted to go with that. I actually want to ask Chase, he started to mention some of the wonderful things that they're doing at his new job. And can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I don't think people, including myself, know a lot about what goes on in terms of online schooling.
Yeah, I would love to. So I'm a big proponent of digital solutions and the ability that kind of creates an access for students who maybe would not have another school choice. You know, you look at downtown cities and they have charter schools and public schools and private schools. They have everything. But what about the kids in the deep suburbs, out in the rural America? They have no other choice than the local district. And some of those local districts are great and they work for those students. But there's a lot of other schools in those rural places that are not meeting the needs of the students. And digital content fixes that problem. One of the things that we're really excited about with Verano is we are looking at how do we create innovative school models in a new way. So what we've decided is we've kind of broken down the school into two chunks, roughly an 80% chunk and a 20% chunk. So of all the partner schools that we are partnering with right now, and we're working with districts and charters and private schools, we've got about 80% that would be like the gut, right? This is the same stuff. It's the engine. It's all the stuff that's the same across all these different schools. But it's so important to us that we have that 20% at the top, that the school leader and the demographics of that unique school, they get that customized piece that they truly need. So it's not just individualizing instruction, which is key. We have to do that. But it's individualizing the needs of that region and that neighborhood and whatever is going into that. That school leader's got to have some ability. We can't keep creating these cookie cutter schools and think that we're doing right by teachers, that we're doing right by students, and we're doing right by parents. And so that's one of the things that we're super excited about. We've got one school in Arizona. We're launching a second school in Ohio. They're both Valor Preparatory Academies. And yes, the 80% chunk at the bottom is going to be the same. They're going to have similar assessments. They're going to have similar curriculum. But that 20% that's unique to those specific needs is what we think is really the game changer that will really meet the needs of students where they are and the needs of the family. So we're very excited about it.
That's fantastic. Where's the
Valor going to be located?
So we have the Valor Arizona is in Goodyear, Arizona. And then we have Valor Prep Ohio that will be in the Columbus area.
That's where I live, or at least that's where I work. Okay, well, that's thoroughly interesting for sure. And what are we looking at there? You say that, but it's going to be located in the Columbus area, but it's an online school, or is it, does it do both?
So the campus in Ohio, in Columbus, will actually be a blended learning site, and it will be a flex blended learning site, which means the students show up at the morning, and they will have some time live instruction with a teacher, but they're going to have some time where they can control the pace, the place, of their education. So they'll be on site all day, but they may only be in a classroom from 8 to 9, and then from 9 to 10 they'll get to spend some time in what would be similar to like a lounge, and they get to be a little more comfortable as they do some of the additional work. And then from 11 to 12 they're going to have another science experiment that they'll work on in the science lab, and then they'll have lunch, and so each hour it could change how they look and how the classes feel. Some of it will be done completely online, on site. Some of it will be in a classroom field. So we feel like that's the best solution for the student population that we're serving. And so that's the way that we've organized that. It looks very, very different from the Valor Arizona campus, where students only show up from 8 to 12, and then they do the rest of their work from 12 to 3 at home. So it looks different because of the different students, and that's so important to us.
So I think that one thing you're seeing is that you can't have everything online. You have to have a mixture, even if it's an online school. Then
I would agree wholeheartedly. You know, I came from the full-time online. It holds a special place in my heart. I think it works really, really well for some students. But on the inverse of that, I would say it does not work well for some students. And some students need that in-person time. And so we're really leaning heavily towards at least a portion of the day. The question that we're asking is, what's the most important use of time while they're on site? And the educator in me, at first, it kind of cringed when I asked that question, because of course I want it to be math. You know, I want it to be English. But from a student perspective, what is the most important use of the time while they're on site? For some students, yes, it will be math and it will be English. Some students are doing math and science and social studies. And so we are working on determining what each student specifically needs and customizing their on-site time to best fit their needs.
Will this school be set up for kids that it will be considered a state school?
So the school in Ohio will be a charter school, yes.
Okay. So I was just, so it's not a, okay, so that's just, it's a public school. They won't have to pay to attend.
Correct. The public charter school.
How long a process is it to write a charter? I wrote a paper on it, and I love the different formats of charter schools. I have a person I interviewed on my celebrity show that created a charter school for athletes in middle school in California and is having great success in trying to expand it. What's so nice about charters, as long as you're meeting the needs educationally of the students, you can kind of create a system based on that.
Agreed. Agreed. And it looks different for every state. I'm in a unique position where I've worked on this project, things like this, from coast to coast. And each state's process of writing the charter is completely different. I worked on one for a school in Georgia, and it was incredibly in-depth, and it required a ton of background information. Then you look at Ohio, and it was, the application was different, the process is different, everything about it was different. It took about a third of the time as the Georgia application did. So it's just so unique how different it really looks from place to place.
Ah, yes, for sure.
Do you have any idea what kind of numbers, as far as number of students that you're going to be accepting?
The facility that we have, the facility is being retrofitted right now. It should be done probably early January, so we'll launch fall 2020. And we think that the building will house about 200, maybe 230 or so, depending on where the students come, grade-wise. It's going to be a junior high campus at this point. We're looking at potentially adding high school later down the line, but it'll be about 2 to 230 right now.
Okay. And then with respect to schooling itself, you hear a lot of the public school, or I should say anti-school choice folks, they really slam hard on charters, and they say that they're just a bunch of greedy people trying to get rich and don't really care about the students. Can you tell us how that would go as far as in your quarters?
Well, that's a landmine for sure. There are a lot of people out there who will look at what we're doing and say, well, you guys are just trying to make an easy buck. The first thing I'd say is there's nothing easy about it. Right. It's incredibly difficult, especially when I know our view is really to help students. We want to make a difference in the lives of these students. And so it's incredibly hard. It's not an easy thing to customize. It's much easier to create a cookie cutter and drop it in every single city all around the nation. It's hard to do these things. And ultimately, it's a public charter school. So, critics can go in and they can say, well, it's a private school and they're trying to privatize education in America. At the end of the day, it's a public school. We're still held to the same accountability metrics. We still have to meet the same accountability test scores. We still have to stand by the same accountability requirements. The difference is we have additional accountability. We are required to not only do the same thing, but then we're accountable to the parents. They have to choose to come to our campus. And that's a big deal. The parents are picking the future of their children's lives. So it's not an easy thing to just say, well, I think I'll just go to that school today. We're entrusted with that, and we take it very seriously. So, it's frustrating when people try to give us a hard time about that. We're just trying to do right by kids. We're trying to do right by these families, and there's absolutely nothing easy about that.
No, there's nothing easy about that. And again, what is your take about for-profit charter schools? Should there be profit? Should it be not the ability in Pennsylvania for for-profit charter schools are allowed, but in other areas they're not? Who have you seen in your research has been better, for-profit or non-profit?
That's a great question. And you're right. It's very unique to have a true for-profit charter. Arizona is the other that I can think of that allows that. And I think people get caught up on that a lot, and they use it incorrectly. Charter schools, by and large, are nonprofit entities. And those nonprofit entities contract with for-profit providers or for-profit, whether service provider or curriculum provider or whatever it might be. My only question is, how is that different from the traditional public school partnering with a textbook publisher? That's a for-profit entity, a textbook publisher. Yes. So I think that's a silly argument to start out with. But from the data perspective of outcomes and accountability, you know, you can make numbers say whatever you want. And I would say there's probably the ability to Google and find whichever side of the argument you're on, you'll find answers that support your need. I would highlight.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and Cyberstation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive Cyberstation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Cyberstation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.